Oh my. We're back for episode 24 of Keeping It 1492. Don't listen to those imposter podcasts of Keeping It 1942. They only have a select group of things they can really talk about of 1942, but Keeping It 1492, you know, we have so much more we can talk about because of history.
A lot was going on in 1942.
Keeping It 1942 is actually only in Navajo because it's a code-talking podcast.
I recently watched that film recently again. One of Nick Cage's underrated works.
Nick Cage is in that?
Wind Talkers?
Yeah, Nick Cage is the lead actor in Wind Talkers.
He's actually not a bad actor, but he just chooses some
I just never can see him as an action hero. Like, he's always in these action movies.
Are you serious? Like, National Treasure?
Con Air.
National Treasure is a good movie because it reinforces the heroic nature of studying history. But I wish it wasn't Nick Cage. I wish it was like Vin Diesel studying history.
Oh, come on.
That'd be terrible. Nick Cage is way more realistic as a history professor than Vin Diesel.
Kidnap the president.
Wicker Man, another great action film.
Oh, well, Face Off.
One of the best films ever made.
Right.
With Johnny T, too.
Right.
Well, didn't his action career start with Gone in 60 Seconds? Or Face Off was probably before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, Face Off was 96. Yeah.
Well, he had it was Con Air and Face Off were both released the same year.
What's that
Then he did Snake Eyes.
I watched one recently, was it like Man of War or...
Lord of War, and it's one of the greatest things ever made.
That was a good movie, I like that. That was
only
that
good.
Was a cool one.
It was great.
It was pretty great.
Jared Leto before he became famous.
I can't stand... The more
Oh, is he the brother?
Yeah.
The more I see Jared
Leto. Back then, 30 Seconds to Mars was about as famous as he was.
Well, he was the handsome guy in Fight Club too,
mm-hmm. And Edward Norton beat the shit out of him because of it.
I wanted to feel what it'd be like to destroy something beautiful.
Oh, Josh, did you see the news on Variety?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
It's Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Okay, whatever. But so Jared Leto, I was excited to see him as the Joker. And the more I see him or just rewatch his scenes as the Joker, the more I'm I didn't really like him as the Joker, right? But I think Joaquin Phoenix or Joaquin or I don't know. I think he's going to do a great job because he is great as a fucking crazy dude. And,
Hey Josh. The pickup's different. I might edit this part out. Our listeners are going to be behind the curtains. Either move the mic closer to you or stand up closer. I don't know if you can tell. I don't know if it's because it's a new program or the settings are a bit different. It's just not picking up you like it used to. You're very faint.
You know, I've been hearing
that
a lot.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I just moved it into my direction. But I call people all day, and then I've been hearing from a few people I've talked to, I can barely hear you. And I'm like, my voice is fucking loud as shit.
Yeah, you're not a quiet person, so...
Yeah.
I don't know how that's happening.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going deaf from listening to music.
Well, we're the Apple and iPod generation. All our ears suck.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's every year, I feel like my TV goes up another two dots. You know, two bars.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's going to get to the point where 100's not going to be enough.
Yeah, my girlfriend always yells at me, and she's like, "Hey, yeah, they can hear it downstairs." I'm like, I don't give a fuck if they can hear it downstairs. I can't stand my neighbors, by the way. I won't get into that, but I just can't stand my neighbors.
Here we are on the Can't Stand Your Neighbors podcast. We got a call from Josh.
So there's I'll get a little for the listeners, for the 10 listeners we have, or whoever's still
listeners. I bet Josh goes on about trash cans not being emptied,
or
dog poop in the front lawn,
dog poop in dead center in my driveway, halfway up. And I'm like, who the fuck has the balls to do that just in my driveway? So I had to go out with a shovel and flick this dog poo to the side because I'm like, that's just disrespectful. And I take care of their fucking trash. And they're assholes. But
what you should do is put their dog poop in a paper bag, put on their porch and ring the doorbell. But light the bag on fire. I forgot that part.
Would that be Kyle doing that, or would that be Johnny Skeets doing that?
That'd be Josh doing that. I mean, it's a gamble though, because if they're not home, then he'll have to put it out himself, or else, you know, the his apartment.
It's gonna be a giant poop fire. Get
burned down. Yeah.
By poop.
They don't care about shit, though. I can tell just...
Literally.
Literally. But I can tell their parents do everything for them. And I guess
you should tell their parents on them.
Their parents wouldn't care. I think I have...
Bad parents.
I have to, like, do things, like, whether it be, like, house upkeep or, like, taking out the trash, just because my mom would threaten me all the time. So now it's, like, instilled in me that I have to do these things. And if other people don't do just common everyday chores, it irritates the fuck out of me.
We can tell. That was actually pretty good. I was expecting a much longer rant. That was only about a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And sad to say that my girlfriend hears it probably every day, and you just need to relax. I'm like, I can't relax.
Yeah, just take a big chill pill.
My chill pill is nothing. I won't go out.
Yeah,
chill
pill.
If you have a bad neighbor story, feel free to write us at P.O. Box 87412.
I'm kind of mad. We haven't emailed. No one's ever emailed us. Our reach just isn't big enough to get, like, fan emails.
You don't talk about the email, though. You have to, like...
Is it keeping it 1492 at Gmail?
Yes.
No, it was at youporn.com.
And PornTube. And XXXXX, so whatever the one... Whatever the hell that one is.
Do you think those exist? Like, people who run those sites are just like, yeah, just email me at Joaquim4 at Pornhub.com.
So...
No, we could find out. We create our own site and see if we get emails.
Well, after the Patriots lost the Super Bowl, the largest traffic region was in Boston, and it went up 28% after the Patriots lost the Super Bowl. So, for some reason, people in Massachusetts feel the need to jerk it after a bad loss.
Yeah, well, I did see the story, because I don't watch football, that more people got arrested in like the New England Patriots fan region, like Boston, than in Philadelphia. And I was like, Philadelphia's going to burn. It's their first championship in like 40 years. And more people in New England got arrested.
Well, it did make the news. There's like police radio in Philly. Like even though Boston was worse, Philly still had its fair share of shenanigans. Like, I guess they greased all like...
Yeah, I saw
the
that
poles,
they greased the poles
so people
couldn't
climb them.
Up.
But then people still climbed them. And, like,
well, at that point, you're just making it a challenge.
Some dude ate horse poop.
Oh, I saw that video. Was
like,
that
for fun?
The Philly game?
No, this was this was like after.
Like, why did he do it? Was there a reason?
I don't know. it's such a weird thing to do.
Was
why
hungry.
Do Bills fans jump through tables? Like, I'm completely content with just getting drunk and doing my thing, but never like when I'm drunk, I'm like, yeah, I'm jump through a table.
Well, I heard that the Bills did trash Jacksonville. Was it Jacksonville they were in?
Yeah,
Florida. Yeah, like they. All the Bills fans that flew down there, they were... Someone told me that they weren't selling the tables to the Bills fans in Florida because they, like, knew that would happen.
Yeah, that whole Bills Mafia video is going
around.
I
feel like it would be, like, hard to... it's like, you know, Walmart's in Jacksonville. Like, sir, you're wearing a Bills jersey. We're not going to sell you this table.
Well, you can do that. Don't have to sell anyone anything.
Yeah, I mean, stores are private entities, fortunately, because we have to live under the shadow of imperialistic capitalism.
Or they just don't want to see their city destroyed by random visitors.
It's just a broken...
Just because Jacksonville had their own take on Brexit against Bills fans.
How many people are like truly Jaguars fans? Because I feel like it's a very small fan base.
See, in Florida, it's...
You have
like
three different football teams there, right? Yeah.
So, well, you have the Dolphins.
From the short time I lived there, it's...
And the Buccaneers.
Sporting events... They're more like social events. Like, they're not really, like, diehard fan bases. Like, when I lived in Tampa, like, I mean, the Rays never got fans anyway. But, like, my mom could have bought me season tickets for, like, $500 when I lived down there. And, like...
That's 82 games. That's crazy.
Yeah,
well,
and this is, like, 2002, 2003, but still, like, that's 81 games, and it was a couple hundred dollars. And they weren't, like, terrible seats either.
I mean, Bill's season tickets up here are more valuable, I think, just because... There's nothing to fucking do in the winter, so it's like...
No,
besides drink.
They don't go to the games in the winter, though. They literally, like, people buy the season tickets and then just try to off them.
Yeah, like, that's true, yeah.
Well, Josh, you should respect that type of entrepreneurship.
I do, but now the system's kind of biting me because I'm sitting on a few tickets and just waiting. I actually got Elton John tickets.
I was trying to, and
really?
I couldn't.
Yeah. Why'd he need you to get him tickets?
Well, so I got 16th row, dead center. And I sold them, and I made $300.
That's it? Is that a lot?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty. I probably could have listed him.
Isn't he a pretty popular person though?
He sold out really. It was hard to get him. I was on like two computers, and I got the Who tickets pretty easily. Ticketmaster has that thing where you just wait and they do things for you. Whereas tickets.com is like you got to keep refreshing.
Ticketmaster intentionally gives you shittier tickets because they just want you to buy them. That's why you have to keep trying. But if you keep trying, it'll be like their system thinks you're a scalper.
Does it auto-populate?
Tickets.com, I think.
How does it work? Like you don't
scalpers pretty quick.
Do you not pick your tickets? Like does it auto-generate them?
You see
how much
you're looking for. Normally can only buy like four at a time. I mean, I think the Who, like Ticketmaster, let you buy more than that maybe. But,
and what, it just picks you a section and stuff? You can't choose that yourself?
You can pick like your preferences, but like it won't find you them at that moment most likely. Like you got to keep refreshing.
They release them in tiers. So believe it or not, when they're first on sale, you'll think those are the best you're getting, but that's really not the case. And the best way to get tickets is by joining fan clubs.
Yeah.
Or getting doing like the pre-sale, because that's the majority of tickets are going to those. But like the on sale, I believe it's only 10% of the actual tickets are on sale.
How are all the rest released? Through like fan clubs and stuff?
Yep. So most...
How many fan clubs are you in then?
I actually... So, not too many. I joined the Who fan club last year. I was a little PO'd that... It didn't apply for the Roger Daltrey show. Most of them are free. You can just sign up. It's really just doing kind of just reading on how, you know, or when these releases are going to happen. Like, Justin Timberlake's coming to Buffalo. He has a fan club. I joined it. It was only like $25.
Wait, you weren't already?
No. But he's coming to Buffalo, and I feel like he's going to sell out Buffalo.
Yeah, my mom joined the Elton John fan club, but she did it too late, so it didn't apply. Mm-hmm. For this round, but then, like, next time he comes around, she's got...
He's
like,
not going to, though. This is his last...
That's why it's goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah. Who? This is JT's last concert?
But here's the thing. Did you get tickets to Elton John?
No.
I'm going to tell you that KeyBank always holds back tickets, so leading up, they're going to release more.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell Kyle you had two tickets.
No, for Facebook.
That's good.
So, like, if I see something, I could, like... You know, I'll definitely buy them.
So now our listeners know how tickets work. It's very informative. Thanks, guys.
Certain venues are tough, like Madison Square Garden, but like Buffalo with doing their own ticketing system is so much easier to get tickets.
Well, my parents are looking into Billy Joel, who plays Madison Square Garden every month. And I guess that's like really backed up, like trying to get tickets for that.
So he just plays at Madison Square Garden?
Once a month.
He plays 12 days a year. The other's just like vacation days.
Well, he
just
played,
like 12, plays other places.
12 big paydays and just chills.
When he's not doing that.
He played Syracuse a few years ago. Because when I saw Paul McCartney, it was the same thing. Like I think he did a fan club pre-sale, which was free. And that I got three sets of tickets and instantly sold two and was able to afford my tickets. But I'm sorry, this isn't going to be like a ticket scalping. I'm not all about ticketing. I go to these events. I like being able to enjoy the show.
If you keep talking about this, people might think you're some sort of like reseller or swindler of tickets
and
posters.
Well, I sell stuff to be able to afford my hobbies. Like I'm actually going and enjoying the shows. So, I mean, if anyone needs help or has any questions, feel free to send us an email at, what's our email?
keepingit1492@gmail.com.
I'll be able to help you out. I do help friends out. Believe it or not, I help friends out. Not all about money, Tom.
I know.
Like, I got...
Just a lot of your concert stories involve either buying posters and selling them or buying multiple pairs of tickets and selling them.
Don't let Josh's top hat and monocle fool you.
Right. So, all that stuff, though. So, for instance, like, you talk about it. I always sell at what... Like, if I list something on eBay, I sell it for... So I'm not losing any money. So, like, let's say I paid $65 for it and they charged me a 10% fee. I listed for $75. If one person bids, I'm getting my money back, but I'm helping that one person who wasn't able to get a poster or whatever. But, yeah.
Entrepreneurship today in the modern times.
So did both of you guys watch the Super Bowl?
I literally just said I don't watch football.
Well,
someone is not listening to the podcast. So no, it's not.
Super Bowl, it was one of the best games I've seen.
I didn't watch it, but I know the end was a nail biter. I'm glad the Patriots
the whole game
lost,
was like back and forth,
because I feel like the Patriots have had their time in the sun for too long.
I hate the Patriots. I hate them because of, I guess it's the whole bandwagon fans. Like now, like you see so many people wearing Patriots jerseys. But yes, Tom Brady is good. Yes, the Patriots are good. But it needs to just come to an end. We need, like, that's probably why viewership in the NFL is down, is because the same team is in the Super Bowl.
It's multiple reasons, but I think that's one of the big ones.
45 would say it's because of his influence.
Yeah, as believe it or not, it has nothing to do with political influence.
Well, some people, if people are doing it for political reasons, you have the people who are like the NFL's anti-Trump for some reason. But then you also have the other side that's like the NFL isn't addressing like the concussion stuff enough, you know, like the Will Smith movie and everything.
But, really?
Well, it has a lot to do with how many different available media we have, you know. Going back on a podcast a long, long time ago, like there's some, like we have Netflix, we have cable television. Like, where do you put your attention to?
Yeah, your only option isn't the Puffy Bowl anymore. You got a lot of, like, my parents, I was home and they're watching the Super Bowl when it first came on. Then I like saw them later and they're just watching like some random ass movie. And then they switch back to the Super Bowl for the halftime show and then like towards the end.
Yeah,
but
speaking
just
of
like,
which,
yeah, I'm just gonna skip the beginning.
Do either you guys have Hulu? Like, mm-hmm. Do either one you pay for it? Did you see they released their earnings statement for this year?
No.
Do you want to guess how much Hulu lost?
Oh, they lost money.
Take a stab. What do you,
ooh.
You know Hulu lost money?
$200 million.
$200 million. Okay, you know they're backed by like the big four. Do you want to take a guess, Kyle? How much they lost?
$5 billion.
Nope. Their 2017 earnings was a negative $970 million.
Wow.
And why are they?
The big four invested $1 billion in this year in like original programming stuff. So after a $1 billion investment, they lost 970 of it. So they're, I don't know how streaming works, but that seems severely in the red to me. If you put in $1 billion and lost almost everything you put in.
Yeah, but how long ago did they put $1 billion in?
This year. It was for 2017.
Well, there's a lot wrong with Hulu.
I just saw it. It just sticks out.
There's
like,
a lot wrong
losing almost $1 billion.
With every individual streaming service. And if some like third-party streamer can come along and kind of like do what all the streaming services do well, but then like fix those like broken parts, then they would.
They intentionally, most of these services don't release their new content because they want you to sign up for cable.
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest thing. That's why they're hurting. They just need to give it up, fucking release it. People will fucking pay for it. I stream, like, if I'm not able to see a new episode of something, I'll go and I'll stream it illegally. I will stream it illegally.
Yep, sorry, I said it wrong. Hulu lost $920 million after they invested $1 billion this year.
It's still almost $1 billion. That's crazy.
According to who, though? So that means they only made what? They made a $1 billion investment. They only made $80 million off that $1 billion investment.
That's correct.
But Netflix is the same way. Netflix is in the hole a lot of money.
I mean, net neutrality is going to hurt those companies as well. I mean, Netflix just increased their prices, which, you know, by like $3 or something.
That's why
it
dropped Prime. Amazon Prime, they did $2.
I mean,
they're making like, I have it basically.
But it's because, you know, I pay for Netflix, then my brother pays for Hulu, my parents pay for Amazon Prime. So I'm like part of all of that.
It's part of Amazon's push. They want everyone to do the yearly membership for $100. So, like, you know, before it was like save $20 on for a year membership instead of doing the monthly. Now, by adding $2, like save $50 by signing up for a yearly membership. Because, you know, you want to go that money up front. Because month to month they can cancel. So, you want to get maximize your money. So, if you can, they're trying to monetize that by saying, hey, we're raising monthly rates, but yearly staying the same. So, spend this now, you get a year of it, and you're going to save $50.
See, to me, what streaming services need to do is allow you to look at everything that they have. Like, it's really hard on Netflix or Hulu to just be like, let me see like all your movies alphabetically, let me see all your TV shows alphabetically.
You can't. It's impossible. Like, is there an AC, like, I know on Netflix There's not like an A through Z search.
No, no, there's not.
I don't have Hulu, but I'm assuming Hulu runs pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
And Amazon's same way. Like
Amazon's probably the worst because you try to search for something and then they'll give you like the things that.
The thing that annoys me most about Amazon, too. They're like, because they have all the movie packages you can add on. So like you'll search a movie and you're like, oh, sweet, they have it. And you click on it, it's like, sign up for Star, a 7-day trial, then $19.99 a month after or something. Like, just show me the stuff that you offer.
And that's the hardest is you actually can like sign up for these like third party apps just to see everything that your streaming service offers. And even though those apps want you to like sign up and jump through hoops, which is stupid, but
does Hulu do that? Like I know Netflix doesn't, just Amazon's the only one I know that like Hulu, has you, just grotesque promotion of like add-on memberships in its membership.
Hulu, no, not it's not really like the add-on stuff, but you have to jump through hoops to like find out exactly all that they have, because to me, like, I don't really care about the new stuff so much. I mean, for certain
you care about your 70 shows like Columbo.
Yeah, like I want like if some streaming service came out and they have like every obscure old show, I want to see like 1960s Johnny Quest, Jabberjaw. I just found out Hulu had Xena, and I was like, why isn't Hulu like putting that on my front page? Like, hey, don't you want to watch Xena Warrior Princess?
Maybe you're not watching enough old time shows. Because you know it's recommended for viewing history. You're watching enough like 1960s shows.
It depends. I mean, it's all over the place.
You know what you got to do? Just before you go leave for work in the morning, just let your Hulu run. Eventually, you get enough where they'll be like, this man for some reason only watches 1960s melodramas. And then you'll just get all 1960s melodramas.
Columbo spans decades.
Does he?
I think he's 60s. Into the late 70s? Josh, does Columbo get into the 80s? I think he does.
He does. I'm still sad that Columbo's the reason why we got a copyright infringement on YouTube.
No, it was Matlock.
Oh, okay.
You're getting your elderly detectives kind of, mixed up.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I could have possibly done that.
Right? Is Matlock a lawyer?
Columbo was the detective with the lazy eye.
Oh.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
I see you got some milkshakes over there, and milkshakes for two. When you didn't even finish these, like you said, you were alone last night. Why do you have these old milkshakes sitting here?
That's
how Columbo does it.
That's how he deduces his crimes.
He makes you feel all comfortable, like oh, you got away with it.
And then the villain's always like, "All right, I did it. I killed him."
He's never like Columbo knows who did it like as soon as he like walks into the room, but then he just has to find that link that he can like tell the other cops.
So would Columbo have been a good clue player?
Excellent clue
player. Yeah, he'd be like, let me guess right now. Like you just start the game, be like, I know what's in that envelope. Colonel Mustard with the rope.
That's why I don't play Clue with Columbo.
I've never played Clue with Columbo either. Not even Simpsons Clue, the DVD game.
Is there really a DVD game?
There's some kind of
how old is
DVD
it?
Clue. DVD? I have a Simpsons Clue, but I don't think that one has a DVD.
What's next? You got the Star Trek Beta?
It's funny how like at one point those like games like don't you want to play Clue with the DVD? At one point that was like high tech, and now it's just like a hassle. Like I don't want to pop in a DVD.
Do you think everything's going to be digitized one day?
It seems like it's going. It's sad.
Well, some people think we're digitized right now. We're just part of the hologram.
I bought, going more off of tickets, I bought tickets for Jack White. Got some Dave Matthews tickets this year. There's a few.
Do you think Jack White and Jack Black are eternal rivals?
No. So I got tickets for Jack White. Every ticket I bought comes with a physical CD. So I'm going to literally...
How many physical CDs do you have?
CDs as party favors. I bought four Jack White tickets.
So you got four CDs coming your way?
Yeah. And then I got four Dave Matthews tickets, so I'm getting four Dave Matthews CDs.
Well, maybe you can get them signed at the concert and just, monetize them as well.
Their violinist he resigned from the band, but I think there's more to it than that.
Getting named?
I think he was, because I was reading about it.
Has he been named, or will he get named?
There was a lawsuit brought against him a few years ago that his business partner that he was working with basically said he would use his fame to bring in like young young tennis players, young male tennis players.
Uh-oh.
To a place he would call Narnia.
This sounds like a risky
So encounter. Here's the funny thing. So he tells this elaborate story, and you would be like, all right, this is bullshit. Reasons why I believe this. Years ago, not too many, 2013,
it's not so long ago.
Briar Bags and I go to Darien Lake to see Dave Matthews, and Briar's just like,
those are all fake names, listeners.
Yeah, fake names. Briar was like,
you can't even make those names up. I mean, the opposite, they're fake names.
He's like, hey, Boyd Tinsley is meeting fans in a Topps parking lot.
Were you too old?
Well, we show up, there's Boyd Tinsley's bus in a Topps parking lot. Out comes this 6'2" jacked black man who his, like, M.O. is elongated hugs. I'm not talking about, like, 30 seconds. I'm talking about 5 or 6 minute hugs. Embracing people, not saying a fucking word. So,
did you get one? Get a hug?
No, you know me with, like, I have so many, like, just issues with that. I'm just like, no, I'm not doing it. And, like, Briar and Bags, fake names, were looking at me like, are you sure? This is, like, your only time. I'm like, listen, I don't want a 50-year-old man hugging me for 6 minutes. I don't feel comfortable with it. So wouldn't you know, Bags and Briar both do it. Literally 6 minutes each, not saying a word. Bags resting his head on his, it literally was like he was smelling him. Just like nothing, like rubbing his back. It was like the most homoerotic thing I've ever seen. And I'm just like shaking my head. And literally like, I was like, when they got done, I'm like, how was it? It was great. You should do it. I'm like, no, no, I'm not going to do it. But so literally, I'm thinking there's some kind of sexual assault definitely happened. That's my thoughts. And I wish I took a video of it, but just seeing Bags hug this guy was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. And then, like, you could tell, like, there would be moments when, like, you know, when you let go from a hug? Like, you're just like, all right, I'm done.
Did they try to get out, and the guy just like, nah,
yeah,
stay here.
He would just continue hugging. Literally hugging.
And he never said a word during any of these embraces?
Never said a word, no.
It's creepy. That seems like something Johnny Skeets would do.
I took a photo of Bags. I could probably still, oh my God, it was too funny. It was the most awkward fucking thing, though. Yeah, but that happened.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a bunch of...
That was a great fictional story.
Yeah, no, it was all real. And
the feels were real.
If Briar left, I'm sure he could tell you the story, but...
Imaginary friend. So, Kyle.
So?
Any new historical things? Anything worth noting?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have a very historical development that I stumbled upon today. Turns out Avril Lavigne, just like Paul McCartney, died. Avril Lavigne died in 2003. Oh. And 2002, 2003... And she was replaced with an imposter.
She does look kind of different.
You and just got him.
She does look kind of different. Yep.
You just got him riled up. He was
so,
like, Josh was
so
concerned.
Remember Avril Lavigne when she came out with Skater Boy?
Was that Skater Boy?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, now
punk
you're a
rock.
See you later, boy.
She was punk rock. She was dissing Britney Spears for lip syncing.
See, no, this
things.
Is the thing.
She had.
Avril Lavigne was like every punk kid. They really wanted to be one of the cool kids, but they weren't cool enough. Then they got a little bit of talent. Then they could finally be a cool kid, and that's what happened.
Nope. She was replaced by this woman named Melissa, and all of a sudden her skin isn't all full of blemishes. She got caps
she
on
took
her
Proactive.
Snaggle
she was
teeth.
In the Proactive commercials.
I think that was post-2003, though.
Oh, no, and, this is not real.
Avril Lavigne killed herself because the fame was not what was getting to her. Just like,
didn't she get married to the dude from Sum 41?
No, I think she got married to her guitar player, but of course that wasn't
she got married
the real
to the guy
Avril.
From Nickelback.
Okay, oh, now we're just really? Saying things.
Oh,
Chad the Croak.
Before he went crazy and made those weird videos?
You see,
after.
Skater Boy Avril would have never.
She would
never
have said,
married
see you later,
the singer
boy.
Of Nickelback. She would have went for someone cooler.
No, this is not real. I'm not even going to dignify this with a Google search.
Believe it. She has changed because she's a different person.
Well, yeah,
just
she's
like,
got old. It's like 20 years ago.
Just like Paul McCartney. The signs are all there. The walrus is Paul because Paul McCartney when they found him, his teeth were all messed up when he died, so he looked like a walrus. So then, instead of joking about it, the Beatles decided to tell us that the walrus was Paul, because it's the only way they can tell us without getting killed by, you know, the Illuminati.
And, is this what you
And look
do
at the only Beatles that are left.
With your spare time?
Ringo, because Paul McCartney isn't real.
Do you just look at musician conspiracy theories and
I actually,
is this what you put on your students?
Do actually, just... that was like the first, one of the first like history books I got into was all about musician conspiracy theories, rock and roll, how Led Zeppelin
was it
all
by...
made a pact with the devil, except for John Paul Jones and the bass player.
Who
and
was
also
this book written by?
Pretty reputable authority.
That you can't name?
I forgot his name.
Sounds real reputable.
Because his name has probably just been drawn through the carts of manure that they drag anyone who's speaking the truth through.
I feel bad for Adela Ravine. If she has to like deal with this in her life, like random people coming up and accusing her of not being herself.
Listen, Tom. Tom, Avril Lavigne is dead, okay?
I'm kind of sad.
Avril Lavigne, she was a whole different person in 2003. She's dead.
Does she still make music? Does she, is that what means to like doing
the
things?
Shadow government is trying to cover up what the old Avril Lavigne was trying to tell us is that, you know, you can't be the most popular person in school, okay? It's okay that you're not. You can follow your dreams and do things different.
Why do you sound like a WWF wrestler?
That's Alex Jones.
Hell, I've noticed like this is your podcast radio thing. When you run out of like things to say, you go into that voice.
It's Alex
Jones. He starts
Jones.
Saying things.
It's not me. It's Alex Jones. He's our fourth guy on the show.
Again, you can't keep calling yourself different names to like make your bad behavior okay.
Alex Jones, InfoWars. Alex Jones is a reputable guy. InfoWars now has a White House press pass.
That's sad, and they're hard to get usually.
Well, not anymore.
Like, they're highly coveted. Like, being like the White House kind of...
We could probably get one if we want to. We'll just like, be like, hey, we have like 100 listens total. Can we get a White House press
you
pass?
You know what would be a very interesting thing to do would be to completely, like, just change your political affiliation and just roll with it. You know what I mean? Even though you're a...
That worked out great for certain countries.
No. Like, to get the press pass.
Not
just
names.
Keep going with it.
Yeah.
Just go as far as you could, because you could probably get deep into a circle.
Are like you saying we jump to the other face. Side and just...
I... have just given
see
up.
But how far can we go, because now that him and Breitbart are parted ways, we can't
can,
go that crazy.
You can so there were so there's things on like on Facebook, like our local news will post, and I will literally just comment to just rile up people, but it'll just be like this
oh
is
the local news is the worst,
right? This is comments. Obama's fault, and people will like it. You're like, yeah, you're so right. Like, no, and I'm like, what I'm saying is a fucking joke. Like, I'll say something completely radical and out there, but there will people will agree with me, and then there will be people like, you're an idiot. Like, and obviously I know what I'm saying isn't true, but it's just funny to see how many fucking people just get behind these.
That is terrible. Right? You can literally write just Obama's wrong without any sort of substance to it of saying why it's his fault, and you'll get 1,000 likes. Like,
right.
I didn't say anything. Yeah. I literally said 3 words.
You cannot argue... At this point, you cannot really argue with Trump supporters because they're hardcore in their beliefs. It's like same thing with...
Do you guys remember the movie
Libtards,
that...
liberals are hard in their beliefs, but...
Josh, you're getting pretty triggered right now.
Yeah, well, just because, to me, it's common sense. A lot of this stuff is common sense. And I'm sure...
Oh,
that
left America a few years ago.
I can't look at the local stuff because, like, what they say about like Mayor Lovely Warren. I mean, I don't agree with everything the mayor does or whatever, but like the racial things that come out about the mayor and these comments, you know, on local news things.
Right. What's going on? I haven't watched local news in years.
Oh, speaking of local news, did you see Cuomo is approving $50 million in state funds for High Falls to revitalize it?
Really? I didn't know that.
Are they going to make the falls higher?
No, it's going to be like a freaking awesome, like, it's going to be a green space shopping district.
So they're actually
like,
they're finally gonna,
by,
gonna
like,
put something
the,
in your Frontier Field
Genesee Brewery, right, and all that,
right?
Like, yeah,
well, because a lot of those buildings are abandoned and they're shitty to look at,
which sucks because
yeah,
High Falls think, is like the pinnacle of Rochester,
and you think like, you know, like during summer, like Red Wings games are $10. If you had somewhere people could go after the game at like 9:30, 10, mm-hmm. and not just drive past WXXI and go back to wherever they're coming from.
Yeah. Cuomo said he's
You put a Dave and Buster's next to it?
So Cuomo said he's putting $50 million towards that. And people started responding, well, what about crime in that area? Here's the thing. If you revitalize an area, typically crime tends to move elsewhere.
Is that a high crime area? Like, I don't go there. There's really. Nothing there. Really, there's literally, what? There's small businesses, WXXI, Frontier Field, and the remnants of Kodak, that parking lot.
Well, the problem is there isn't that many small businesses out there. It's just emptiness. Like the whole center city is really like that. Like, you think of where people go to hang out, it's always in what used to be the suburbs of Rochester. Like this area used to be considered a suburb, the South Wedge. You know, I'm talking about, like...
Right.
1800s, it was considered a suburb, and then it was
when it took you 3 days to go 5 miles.
Most big cities, like, they're the center city is where, like, the culture is.
Not
like
in Rochester
it's like elsewhere.
Since Midtown, this is no joke. Midtown was built on top of an Indian burial ground.
Get the fuck out!
I swear, my dad read this book he got out of the library. They used to call it in the 1800s. They used to call it Hoodoo Corners. Because Midtown was built right on Indian burial ground.
Rochester, or is this a building?
Rochester. Midtown, actual
city? You mean like the Midtown actual Midtown used to be, of the city?
Yeah, Midtown used to be like
area where... I was thinking of Southtown, where like Old Country Buffet is.
No, that's in Greece.
I'm sorry. I got really confused.
Dude, Toys R Us and Old Country Buffet, that used to be my favorite afternoon as a kid.
I thought that's what you were talking like. That building is built on a burial ground. Like,
No.
We're talking about Rochester. Why are
Midtown,
we talking about...
Midtown used to be like pretty much like a mall, like a shopping center in Center City until like early 90s, really. I think they took it out.
First indoor shopping mall in the country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's not there anymore.
Well, yeah, it used to have, like, a monorail to ride. I rode that, like...
I did, too. I
barely remember Santa used to come there. Like, that was the place to see Santa and all this Christmas shit.
Why is Rochester so bad with transportation like that? Monorail didn't work. Subway didn't
work. It was literally just a monorail for kids that, like, went around.
Still, it didn't work, did it?
So, even with the subway, we just gave up on it. It's something, if we embraced, it would be...
Well, that's great. That's it's the story, like, of a lot of cities.
Does public transit work in smaller cities? Like, Rochester, like, proper, like, the actual city of Rochester is not, like, huge.
Rochester used to have the subway, and it also used to have, like, early streetcars that are called, like, omnibuses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love some streetcars. It'd be so much fun.
But what happened is the auto industry lobbied too hard in really all major cities. So, like, you have, like, Firestone, like, tire companies and things lobbying because they're like, we want to make buku bucks off of public transportation. So a lot of subways and other streetcars, things like that, were ripped out so they can use buses.
So you just get weird bus rides.
And now you're selling gas, you're selling tires, you're selling buses.
It'd be so cool if there was a monorail or something in Rochester.
Dude, the subway, like, a lot of people have that map of the subway system, and it shows where the subway actually went, and then it shows, like, where they were planning on building it to
go. They wanted to go out to, like, Hilton and like, the West Side area.
Well, maybe eventually, but the one map I know...
Was it ever just active? Was it a real thing at some point, or was it
My grandma wrote it when she was a little girl. It, like, was ripped out in the 50s.
Oh, wow, so this is long ago. So I know, like, one of our friends, like, he has the map in his house. Like, I didn't realize how long ago it was. I thought it was, like, 70s.
Like, the map that they have, it doesn't show, like, the real suburban areas, but it shows, like, you can get anywhere in Rochester, like, from, like, a Rondacoit to the South Wedge, up to Greece, like, mm-hmm. Henrietta. It would be so useful.
So you mentioned the Red Wings. Did you see, like, the recent news with them? Is that they...
Are they canceling their season like the Rhinos?
The county won't agree on... So it's basically coming down to payments. Who's going to pay for upkeep of the stadium? The Red Wings don't own the stadium. The county owns the stadium. But the county does not want to put the money into the stadium. They want the Red Wings to pay for.
We need to make every night Batman night.
I mean, they're already doing the every Thursday's garbage plate day.
Well, if you don't have the Red Wings there, who's going to go there?
Literally, it will turn to what a lot of stadiums do. Like, if they do basic upkeep, they'll have a couple concerts there in the summertime. And I'm sure Frontier Field won't be a great venue for concerts. I know they do like 90 PX thing there.
It would be a great venue.
It's like The Rhino Stadium would be a great concert venue.
So, I mean, they probably
the reason why the Rhino Stadium did not succeed is because they shouldn't have moved the Rhinos away from Frontier Field. Let's be honest. You could turn the Rhino Stadium into an outdoor concert venue. I think it would be amazing. It's already built. You could just do a few minor adjustments, and then you have this great fucking amphitheater.
Well, you know what? That's how out of the loop I was. Like, didn't the Rhinos used to play at Frontier Field?
Yeah, and they would sell out.
It was like, I think, 90s. Early
2000s. Where
like
are
after
they now?
Silver Stadium. They play in Salem Stadium, which is a few blocks up.
Oh, okay. So they're still...
I can't give you the... It's
still like in center.
Salem City. Stadium, it's where the women's soccer team played. It's where the Rhinos played.
Whoa.
And it's where...
So you're telling me we have men and women soccer players playing in the same place?
Alex Morgan played on the team for years.
I don't know.
She's a very famous women's soccer player. She went to Europe.
I only know that
the Rochester Rattlers, who are the outdoor lacrosse
Abby
team.
Wombat.
And the Rochester Rattlers, which is the outdoor lacrosse team, play there. They moved to Texas this year because they couldn't.
I know somebody who served Abby Wombat at a restaurant. I guess she tipped pretty great.
That's good. Cool story, bro.
It's always nice. I mean, that's what everyone wonders when people go to restaurants. It's like, well, they have money. Did they tip good?
Well, see, here's the thing with that, though. If you do, like, terrible service, do you deserve a good tip just because someone
if
has
you're,
money?
Yeah, you do.
That seems very pretentious and bourgeoisie of you.
That's why they pay more taxes.
Do they, though? With these new tax breaks, do they, though?
Well, actually, that's another New York state topic.
Oh, can we talk about this Child Leave Act thing? I have to pay $1.70 a week, a paycheck for the Leave Act. It's the Family Leave Act. It's where if you have, like, a sick family member or a newborn child, you can take time off.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, 0.001% of your taxes each pay cycle. If you look in it, it's in yours, too, but it will be, like, 50 cents.
But New York State is changing. Now employers for jobs where you get tips, now your employers get to decide what they want to do with the tips.
So they can not give them to you?
Yeah.
If you don't get tips, that you have to pay paid at least minimum wage, correct?
I think that's how it's going to work, but the problem
you can't be denied tips and be paid minimum wage. Then that's like indentured servitude.
But now you have these waiters, waitresses, bartenders, all the tip jobs. Those used to be like, you can make buku dollars.
You really like saying that word in reference to money. I've just noticed. You say that word a lot in reference to money.
I guess. All those people, you know... They used to be able to like pay their rents just by being in those service tip jobs. Now they might have some trouble with that.
It's all right. Oh well, that's our garbage being brought in, listeners. You can hear that from outside our house. I was seeing
like a hat bopping around in the window. And
I asked one of my roommates to get them when he got back because it'd be nice, but just here or there. So we're hitting about our normal ending point, and Josh is enthralled in his phone.
No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Instagram.
Josh, you're pulling a me like last time when I just did not pay attention for about 40 minutes. I listened and didn't hear myself talk once, I don't think. Was I even there? I feel like I wasn't even here.
Yeah, you just went upstairs and took a nap.
That's what it seemed like. I think I heard myself make some animal noises at some point and just disappeared
again. I was trying to like figure out like what... to title it and like what's
like,
the description.
What are you doing, Tom?
Like, and I was like, I kept like scrolling through like trying to pick random parts, and it was just mostly me and Josh talking like see so much of Tom.
I want to thank everyone for listening to the Keeping It 1492 podcast.
Plug our website, plug our...
I've gotten out of the plugging too. You can find us on the Facebook. You can find us on the website, keepingit1492.com. You can follow us on Twitter and be like our third follower. You can also email us at keepingit1492@gmail.com. Maybe we can start some sort of pen pal program. Be revolutionary. And that's it. You can say bye. No Johnny Skeets, bye.
Johnny Skeets.
No Joshy Jangles, bye.
I thought it was...
Jimmy Dap Dap Dap.
Yeah, Jimmy Josh.
Jimmy Jangles.
Hey, this is Johnny Skeets. Just back at it. You know, like... Like, if you're a girl, just send us an email, and we'll read your fan mail on our next podcast, okay?